Hey, this is Derek King with the Derek King Sports Show. We all know buying a vehicle can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Fifth Street Motors, located in Pacific, Missouri, will help you find the vehicle that you need no matter what brand. Fifth Street Motors believes in giving you the best price on a pre-owned vehicle that will fit your budget. Give Brandon or Don a call today at 573-259-1306 and make sure you tell them that Gateway City Sports sent you.
The following presentation is an association of Gateway City Sports and the In the Zone Network.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
You're listening to In the Cards, a show about everything St. Louis Cardinals, with the latest news, rumors, and views all right here on Gateway City Sports and the In the Zone Network.
Welcome to this edition of In the Cards, the A-Train Arlington Lane. And yes, I hope that you heard that. And that's how I feel right now. Because you're going to make me love somebody else if you keep on treating me the way that you do. Thank you, Jones Girls, the Jones Girls, for that lovely, lovely selection. Because that is how I feel currently right now about my Cardinals. Despite the fact of an 8-2 win against the Indians, at the time of this recording, I'm still unhappy with how things are being played out. But before I even get to all of that, this show is sponsored by Cafe Piazza, which you can go today at 1900 Arsenal Street at the corner of Arsenal and Limp. Make sure you stop by there, get you some wonderful Sicilian pizzas, go to the Benton Parkade right next door, talk to owner Tim, the lovely Sarah. They'll get you together, get you straight away and ready to go to get you on about with a lovely pizza inside of your stomach over at Cafe Piazza, 1900 Arsenal Street at the corner of Arsenal and Limp, just a block away from the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Also, Fifth Street Motors, go and call them today at 573-259-1306 in Pacific, Missouri, and the Wiley Group over at Allstate. You can get them in Festus and in Arnold. Contact them today at 636-764-6294. And, of course, this show is an In the Zone Network and Gateway City Sports presentation. All right, got that all out of the way. But, yes, I am quite upset about this group I call the Cardinals. And I'm going to be even more unhappy if they don't do any moves to make this team a bit better than what they say they are, because I'm a Cardinal fan. I've always been a Cardinal fan, but I'm being very pessimistic with this organization and how it's being ran by one John Mozeliak and how they're doing Mike Schilt. And why they won't leave Jeff Albert where he back in a whole nother city. I'm sick of it, man. I really am. I'm tired of Jeff Albert. But apparently, there's a power stroke that's going on right now. But before I even get into that, I'll take a time out, come right back with more of the show. Because when I do come back, I guarantee you, I'm going to touch a little bit on some of the things that are good and not so good. And hope that you stay tuned. I'm flying solo today. No guests here on In the Cards. I'll come back with more of that right after this. You are listening to the In the Zone Network and Gateway City Sports.
Hey, Hey, everybody. This is Derek King with the Derek King Sports Show. We all know how important it is to stay protected. Sometimes life throws you a curve, and that's why you need Allstate. The Wiley Group has two locations in Festus and Arnold to serve you. They offer home, auto, boat, motorcycle, business, life insurance, investments, and so much more. They offer a customized approach that is unique to your situation to make sure that you, your family, and assets are properly protected. They also offer great rates and savings. Give Sean and his team a call today at 636-764-6294. They'll help you with an insurance quote right over the phone. Even give them a call if you just want to talk sports. They do that too. We all have busy lives, so you can also email Sean at SeanWiley@Allstate.com and talk to him about your coverage options. And remember, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Hey folks, the A-Train here for Cafe Piazza. Now I know you've heard about our sponsor on many of our shows. It's located at 1900 Arsenal Street at the corner of Arsenal and Limp, just a block away from the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Let me tell you something. They have wonderful Sicilian pizzas. My favorites are the Tutto Carne and the Pizza Bianca, especially the Bianca. Try it and you'll thank me later. They also got some wonderful brews and their great weekend brunch, which is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And now they have added the Benson Parkade. And it's got pool tables, arcade games, pinball machines, darts, and more. It's great for parties, small gatherings, or just a cool hangout with friends. So swing by Benson Parkade over at Cafe Piazza, 1900 Arsenal Street at the corner of Arsenal and Limp. You can find them online at CafePiazza.com or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cafe Piazza STL. And tell them the A-Train sent you.
City to city, state to state, worldwide. You're listening to the In the Zone Network. This is it.
Back on this edition of In the Cars, the A-Train, Arlington Lane. The show is sponsored by Fifth Street Motors, the Wiley Group, Allstate, and Cafe Piazza. This past week has been a very challenging week for the Redbirds, and I am, for one, unhappy with how this organization is being ran. I'm very upset with how the players that we've acquired in the last couple of years that's supposed to be beneficial has not been. And that goes with Paul Goldschmidt and even Nolan Arenado, who has been facing a slump himself. However, got over the hump again against the Indians. He had three hits or so. But I am, for one, needing to know what is going to happen with this team, because nobody is scared of them. No one. And if you've listened to the show, you've seen or heard what has been said, and what if they're going to make any moves. I talked to Brian Swope on the last episode, and he said himself, Mozeliak is probably not going to make any moves until it's getting closer toward the trading deadline. So I said, not on the show, but I said, with the issues that we have right now, a lot of people are on the injured list, and some are not performing at their best. Maybe they need to go out and find somebody that could give them a spark. What do they have to lose? And one name that I threw out there, it was kind of funny that Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch threw this name out there. And I laughed to myself. The name was Shelby Miller. And Shelby Miller was over with the rival Cubs, and he was released back in May. And I'm like, what the hell? Let's get Shelby Miller back. He might need a career rejuvenation. Same way I felt when I wanted Albert Pujols to play for the Cardinals again, and then he went over to the Dodgers. And now, in the time that he's been there, has done quite well for himself. So why can't we get somebody like Shelby Miller, right? And another thing is for sure, I'm going to need the St. Louis Police Department to step up for the city of St. Louis after what occurred with the Cincinnati Police Department after that four-game sweep. And respond back. This St. Louis, damn it. This ain't no Rudy Pooh town. This is a baseball town. You stick up for your people. Stick up for the city. And they, and just like I thought, they wouldn't say a word. They wouldn't say a word back. Because they're too good for that. Too good for that. And then there was Joey Votto. He had this to say.
A great team series. It's hard to win four games in a row. It's especially hard to win four games in a row on the road. And I don't know. I think I read the last time we did that was in 1990. And, you know, we had some talking motherfuckers in St. Louis after the first series sweep. And it's kind of nice to go on their road, you know, on at their road ballpark and let them have it. We had some people sweeping brooms and like that while we were leaving. So how'd you like that? How'd you like that?
And I hope that John Mozeliak heard that well. I hope he did. Because even though Joey Votto can't speak for real, it sounded really garbage. But I want you to understand, John Mozeliak, you need to make something happened with this organization. And also, can you do something about your minor league organization? Why they are paying $75 or more for expenses and they're only getting $72 a day when they play? They say they hate playing in road games, excuse me, home games. That means in Memphis or in Springfield. And their paychecks are slim. They're not bringing home anything. Can we change that? This organization needs a ton of help from double A to the majors. And I'm not going to sit here and be excited for a team that looks like they're going to be mediocre, maybe looking at an 81-81 record, 82-80. 80 and 82 and consider it a success. Hell no. I'm not going to take it, and Cardinal fans are not going to take it, especially since the fact of the matter is they are going to go to full capacity again. Cardinal fans, if this team continues to play like crap, why should you go to a game? You can watch it from home. Oh, I forgot. Many of y'all can't watch it no way because of Bally Sports Midwest. Or Bally Sports, period. So there's that. Boy, it is so great to be a Cardinal fan. And I say that with so much utter sarcasm. But I must say, there has been a surprise that has come. And if you have listened to this show, I have gone after one Mr. Tyler O'Neill. And judging from the game against the Indians, he might prove me wrong.
The 0-1 pitch. O'Neill crushes one out to deep left field. How far? Mammoth shot. Tyler O'Neill. Home run number 14. Two-run homer. And O'Neill sends one out to center. Zimmer back at the wall. He's got 15 bombs this year.
So, yeah, two-homer game for him against the Indians. That happened. And over the last couple of weeks, he's really been tearing the cover off the ball. I have called him Mr. Feast or Famine on this show, and now I almost can't even call him that because he's been feasting on the ball. Currently, right now, Tyler O'Neill is sitting at a 291 average. He has 15 home runs, which is fourth in the National League. And if he was qualified for it, meaning a qualifier for slugging, he would be number one right now at 649. Even over Cincinnati star Jesse Winker, Cardinal killer. I don't know why they keep pitching ball to Jesse Winker, but that's a whole nother story. Or Nick Castellanos at that. But they did. But Tyler O'Neill has been on a pretty good hot streak so far, and I would love for it to continue. I would love to see him at the All-Star game in Colorado, in Denver, rocking the birds on the bat, participating in the home run derby. Because you know, come on, man, you know without question that if he continues to do well at the plate and he's hitting these long bombs, as you heard from Dan McLaughlin, a 450-foot shot, you would love to see what he could do in the derby, right? So if he stays healthy, he has been more than average, beyond average in the outfield despite the five errors, and he could be an all-star this year. This could have been something that we needed all along. I know people have been rooting for Tyler O'Neill. Me, I have not. I still don't believe in Tyler O'Neill right now because I want to make sure that this isn't a fluke, okay? I want to be sure that Tyler O'Neill is the real deal, point blank. Now, another surprise has come my way, and I'm shocked at it for a number of reasons, because I can't stand the guy for one, Matt Carpenter. Over the last 2 weeks, since May 25th, he's hit .357 with a .455 on base percentage and a .571 slugging with a 1,026 OPS. Okay, cool. Congratulations. Get him off this team still, because $18 million is a steal for him. He stole that money. And you can be mad about that all you like, but I don't see the value of him anymore. I think there was a question that was delivered on social media through Gateway City Sports, who is a partner in this presentation. They asked, do you believe that Matt Carpenter should get a red jacket? And the answer to that question to me is no. Granted, he played 11 seasons with the Cardinals so far, and you would think that the average of sorts and the power that he's provided should get him in with that red jacket. But me personally, I don't believe so. And, hey, take it for what it's worth. I believe that when you regress tremendously, I don't think you should get a red jacket. But he hit 36 home runs. And he hit 28. He's done it three or four times. And, well, that should put him in. What else does he have on his resume? All right, let's go to the tape. We're going to go to the tape. We're going to look at the numbers, and we're going to check it out right now. For Matt Carpenter, he is 35 this year. Career average of .265, 155 home runs, 571 RBIs. Had the Silver Slugger Award in 2013, and a three-time All-Star. They're going to give it to him, no matter how I feel about it. But I personally don't believe they should give him one. Now, maybe you could make the case for Matt Carpenter. Me, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. Help me see it, I should say, to the listener. Help me see what you see about Matt Carpenter. I don't want to talk about war. I don't want to talk about the runs created, that little nerd-like stat that everybody loves to talk about. It's the silliest stat on the planet. When I had my man Matt Whitener in the studio try to explain to me how efficient that stat is. I love you, brother, but I don't like the stat. Point blank. It's just doesn't mean much to me. That was made up by the statisticians in the game to say that it's important to have it in the game today. I want to give a personal shout out to Dylan Dinger, a.k.a. STL Matinals. I think somebody gave me your first name, but I'm not going to put your name out there. I made a post back in 2018 about Jack Flaherty. And I said we need to pump the brakes on Jack, and let's not push him too far. And Dylan said that he was the ace of the staff. Well, Dylan, you are correct, sir. You are mad correct. I am sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't believe it then. But we have had a number of pitchers that have been in Cardinal Red that were top prospects and thinking that they were going to be the best and thinking they were going to lead the staffs. Case in point, we talked about Shelby Miller. Then there was Marco Gonzalez. You know, we had Anthony Reyes, who was a top prospect. You think about those names and thinking that they were going to lead the Cardinals into the promised land with the rotation. Probably can say we had one good success, and that was Adam Wainwright. Been with the team for 15 seasons. So you got something, right? Hopefully the same could be said for Jack Flaherty. You know, and the Cardinals pay him what he deserves to be paid. That's going to be the big key here. Will he be a $100 million guy? Will he be a $200 million guy? We said the same thing about Carlos Martinez, and they got him for cheap. So you see how that one played out. Because Carlos is so streaky right now. Carlos had gave up 11 runs in one inning. Didn't even last the freaking inning. And so it's time to move on from him. It's time to move on from Matt Carpenter. Hell, let's blow up this whole entire organization and start from scratch. Because I need Paul Goldschmidt to get it together. I know they stuck with him for another 2-3 years now. They got Arenado. I would love for Arenado to be a key piece of this organization. Molina and Wainwright can go into the sunset. Maybe I should give a chance to Andrew Knizer. Maybe. I hope the best for him because I'm going to need a catcher. Then you're going to need somebody to back him up. Don't have that right now. We're going to need a second baseman. I love Tommy Edman. I love Tommy Edman. He's had some issues at second, you know, a little bit, but he has shown that he can have some range. He would have been best placed in the outfield. But, again, I like him, but we need to figure out key core pieces in this lineup. And right now, Tyler O'Neill, back to him, he's been doing it. And Dylan Carlson has been up and down. He a rookie. You got to cut him some slack, straight up. You can't really get mad at him. You want to get mad at somebody, you get mad at Justin Williams. Justin Williams has shown some flashes, and I'm looking forward to that breakout this month if they give him some more playing time. But I'm starting to see that back to Carpenter, he's starting to get more into the lineup, and I'm like, guess I'm going to have to deal with that, right? And Paul DeJong, he's back. I don't think they should put him in the starting lineup. Keep Edmundo Sosa in the lineup. I get it. You want the power out of Paul DeJong, but he is a clear feast or famine guy. He's Mr. Feast or Famine. I couldn't speak about him is because he hasn't been there on the roster. Hasn't been there on the injured list. But now he's back for the series against the Cubs. I don't think you should start him. He'll make a decent bat off the bench. Sosa's done a great job, done well defensively. He may not have the power, but he definitely got everything else. He's definitely faster than Mr. DeJong. You're going to need that at some case of point down the stretch. I don't want to see just a postseason berth where they're in the wild card game. Division titles is what we have been used to, not mediocre seasons. But that's been acceptable. That's got to change. And I'm hoping that changes in the future for this organization, because it's looking really, really bleak. And these Cardinal fans that's about to come back into the ballpark, where it's going to be 49,000 strong, is going to be looking at this team for the next 4 months and hoping for division titles, and they can get past the Cubs and the Brewers and then potentially the Padres and Giants and Dodgers, because none of those teams are scared of you. The Reds, who we consider irrelevant, are not scared of you. That has to change. And I hope it changes for the better. All right, didn't want it to go too long for you today. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure that you go to In The Cards Pod on Twitter. It's NTHECARDSPOD. Thank you to the sponsors, Fifth Street Motors, the Wiley Group, Allstate, and, of course, Cafe Piazza. All right, this is the A-Train Arlington Lane signing off. Hopefully, I won't have to leave and go to somebody else like the Jones girls spoke about. So you guys take care, and I'll catch you next time for another edition of In The Cards.